Hi everyone, welcome back to today's pronunciation challenge. This is your host Estelle. Today will be my very last episode. Thank you guys very much for being here with me on this English learning journey. So, I thought a lot about what I should talk about on my very last episode, and it occurred to me, why not talk about the thing I love the most? So here we are, talking about how to relax. In this tiring life, we all get stressed out a lot, but the show must go on, so we have to find ways for us to feel better so that we can continue with all the hard work. Today's video may help you with just that. Not only does it provide 8 tips on how to relax, but the speaker talks in a really soothing voice. Go check out the video after today's challenge. For now, let's look at the very last sentence of the day picked by me. Can you pick out different instruments? Can you hear a drum beat or a certain rhythm? Let yourself focus on the music and let other thoughts drift away. Slower again. Can you pick out different instruments? Can you hear a drum beat or a certain rhythm? Let yourself focus on the music and let other thoughts drift away. 发音的部分，我们首先来看到第一句有一连串需要连音的字 ，pick out different instruments， pick out different instruments， pick out different instruments。再来呢，来看到 beat 这个字，要注意 ea 是发长音 ，beat beat， 不要把它和 bit 搞混喽。再来，我们来看到 certain 这个字。在美式发音当中，很多人会省略 t 的音，然后加重在n 的音上面。certain certain。再来来看到 rhythm 这个字，要注意它的第一个 h 是不发音的。rhythm rhythm。今天的句子其实是由几句短句组成的，那在全部一起念的时候，就在看到标点符号、问号啊、逗号的时候，稍作停顿吸气就可以喽。好的，接下来我们来看看今天要学习的重点单字。第一个呢，我们来看到动词片语 pick out， pick out， pick 是挑选、选择的意思。那片语 pick out 指的就是辨认出、分辨出，或是认真挑选出。来看看例句 ：I picked him out from a huge crowd of faces, although I'd only met him once. 虽然我只见过他一次，我还是从一大群人当中认出了他。或者是 ：After the course, we will pick out 3 best performers to work with professional producers in the studio. 课程结束以后，我们会挑选出三位表现最好的学员进录音室和专业的制作人合作。第二个单字，我们来看到 instrument， instrument 它是名词，如果没有特别说的话，通常就是指 musical instrument 乐器。好，我们来看看例句 ：I think guitar is a rather easy instrument to pick up。我觉得吉他还算蛮容易学会的。Well, I really enjoy music and playing different instruments, although I'm not very good at them. As some of you may know, I can play the guitar, and I also play bass, drums, and keyboard a little bit. What about you? Can you play any instrument? 第三个单字我们来看到 rhythm。Rhythm 它是名词，意思是节奏、韵律、律动。For example, Hey, just relax and dance to the rhythm. Hey, 放轻松，然后随着节奏跳舞就好。或者是 She has a great sense of rhythm. 她的节奏感很好。节奏感的英文呢，就是 sense of rhythm。另外有一个字的拼法和 rhythm 非常相似，那就是 rhyme。rhyme r h y m e， 要小心不要搞混喽。rhyme 可以当作名词，也可以当作动词，意思是押韵或者是押韵词。For example, fly rhymes with spy, and Estelle rhymes with eggshell. 再看看其他的例句 ，most song lyrics rhyme， 大部分的歌词都会押韵。最后我们来看到 drift， drift。 它是动词，意思是漂、漂流或是漂移啊、尤其是指在外力作用下，可能是水波啊、风啊，或者是气流等等的。来看看例句 ：The little girl's paper boat is drifting in the pond。小女孩的纸船在池塘里飘来飘去。再来跟大家分享一个有趣又常见的片语 ：drift off。Drift off， 它的意思是渐渐的睡着。For example, I drifted off in math class. 我在数学课的时候睡着了。Okay, now let's go through our sentence one last time. Can you pick out different instruments? Can you hear a drum beat or a certain rhythm? Let yourself focus on the music and let other thoughts drift away.Every once in a while, I turn to music when I'm stressed or exhausted. I like to listen to songs and sometimes sing along with the lyrics, sometimes listen carefully to all the instruments, beats, and rhythm. And playing music yourself is also very relaxing. That is why I enjoy playing the guitar and singing so much, and I really recommend picking up an instrument. Anyways, what is your favorite way to relax? Leave a comment and a recording. Thank you again for accompanying me for all of my 54 episodes. Wish you all the best. Farewell, VoiceTubers.